This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning. Thank you for joining us on Open for Business. This is Audrey Raj. On the show today, we're going to be speaking with Johnson Yu, CEO of eWallet, a homegrown digital platform that provides secure salary management for employers, as well as financial access and savings for the unbanked. Now, according to eWallet, some 8% of Malaysian adults, or 2 million Malaysians, are unbanked, with no access to banking or financial services and institutions. There's also a large segment of migrant workers in the country who are in the same position. They're typically paid in cash for work and have to contend with security risks in managing and storing their cash. They're also unable to make cashless payments, which have been highly encouraged during this pandemic, right? And then there's the risk to businesses. Unbanked individuals pose various challenges to micro, small, and medium enterprises that employ them. When you think of things like payroll safety and security, financial management and accountability, as well as employee health. This is why eWallet, together with partners like MasterCard, are creating ways for businesses to bank their unbanked employees. And Johnson is with us today to tell us more. Johnson, welcome to Open for Business.
Thank you, Audrey.
So before we get started, Johnson, how did you recognize this issue with unbanked employees to get the eWallet movement going? You know, when did you realize that there was a gap in the market, or that you felt the need to do something about this?
Ah, okay. That is one of my favorite questions, because that will lead me to a story that I always tell. Mm-hmm. It's quite ironic where it actually came about from my engagement with a grass cutter. So what happened was, he was cutting grass in my neighborhood, and the machine broke down. And then, we were having a chat, and he was telling me, he didn't have any money to fix his machine, even though I know that he has been having a lot of business in the neighborhood. Mm. And when I dealt deeper, I found out that the main problem is that, one, whenever he has money, he always sends a big bulk of his money back home, right?
Right.
A lot of people might think that it's because that, his family needs the money. But on the other side, he actually explained that it's because he doesn't have a safe place to keep their money, because he stays with 20 other people in the same house, and he doesn't have a bank account. So that actually prompted that there is actually a bigger underlying problem on top of, what we see, where, they send a lot of money back home. But a lot of people do not realize that actually they do not have enough to survive here.
Right.
By sending a bulk of their money back to their families.
Right. So that, I guess, got the clogs turning in your head. But, what made you decide to create this platform to serve the unbanked?
So I've always been dealing with, migrant workers as well. I had a business partner whose sister was actually doing manpower. And when we started talking, and I found out that one is the migrant workers, but the other part is also the employers, right? And there's a big chunk of employers that are still paying cash. And unfortunately, one of the time, my business partner's sister got robbed. Mm. And that made me think that, and made me realize that whenever we see in the news, ladies or men get robbed, carrying a lot of cash around, then we notice it's actually for payroll, right? And payroll is done by the HR, and predominantly HR is always, the majority is female, and it's a risk to them, right? So that's where, I started to, start to look at how we want to serve and provide these services to the employers and also the employees.
Okay, are there any other kinds of business risks and challenges that unbanked employees pose to their employers?
Oh, of course. In terms of when an employee is an unbanked, one is that they are dealing with cash, right? And when you deal with cash, based on our interviews and research, we found out that first thing is that whenever they get the salary, first thing they take a half day off so that they have to go to the remittance, partners and do the remittance. Two is that it's actually a big cost for them to actually travel to do remittance, right? Mm. For example, Plantation. Plantation is usually outskirts of town, and sometimes it takes probably half an hour to travel to the nearest money changer to do their remittance, you know? And thus, if let's say anything happens between the way they get robbed and all that for getting cash and all that, then that goes back to the employer because they will need to ask for cash advance, right? So, yeah. So, actually, it's all connected, right? So, if you look at it, the biggest issue or pain points is cash, right? If we are able to eliminate cash, then all these things will not happen.
Okay, so talk to me now about eWallet and how it addresses these various pain points, you know, for the migrant workers and also for the unbanked employees.
Yeah. So in terms of eWallet, basically eWallet is a digital platform that provides secure salary management for employers. It also provides financial access and savings on basic needs for migrant workers and also lower income groups. Right. Well, for us in eWallet, we want to offer, you know, financial accessibility for the unbanked, through the range of services and capabilities. We are able to, you know, so-called banked the foreign workers in or migrant workers in Malaysia and really put them in together to be aligned with the country's goal to be, you know, cashless in 2022 to 2023. I think now government, if you can, you know, see in news coming, they are, you know, pushing that, you know, for Malaysians and to be cashless.
As much as possible, yeah.
Exactly. And if you look at it, for Malaysia, the migrant workers consist about 15% of our population.
Mm.
So that is the official numbers, right? There is also unofficial reports that says that it could be high as 25%.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So, you know, it will be very difficult for Malaysia to move to a cashless environment where you have 15 to 20% of your other populations, which is the migrant workers, that is not on cashless platform.
Right.
Right. So that is our mission, is to basically to digitalize the migrant workers because they actually form a backbone of Malaysia development, whether we like it or not.
Mm.
Right. And that is what we are set out to do.
I've also noticed on several articles online that eWallet is described as a payroll management tool as well. Can you tell us a bit more about this segment of the platform?
Sure. Okay, so if you look at it, in terms of Malaysia adoption of eWallets, right? The biggest issue is always about transferring funds into their eWallet for them to use the services. And for migrant workers that is receiving salary via cash and so on, or even in their bank account, they still need to withdraw it and transfer it into whichever e-wallet they want to use. So what we did was basically we work with employers to basically credit their salary directly into the e-wallet, so they don't have to worry about withdrawing cash and putting it into an e-wallet for them to use the services and products. So what we do is for e-wallet, we are actually a B2B serving the B2C. Yeah. So we work with manpower agencies. We work with employers or even association organization that deals with migrant workers so that we give them a very a holistic approach in terms of paying the salary without cash. So we minimize the cash handling risk, all right, and ensuring that, you know, the employees receive their salary on time and safely, right? And this is more so during pandemic, right? We are seeing more and more inquiries and also signups from employers that want to pay their salary to their employer to their employees without doing face-to-face, right? They can actually process it, and we have actually a system to provide to them. They can actually do all the payroll and transfer the funds directly or the salary directly into their e-wallet.
Right. And how will they access this e-wallet? Will they need a smartphone? What is like the basic tech that they will need in order to use e-wallet?
Definitely for them to use e-wallet, they will need a smartphone. And when we did a research, actually for migrant workers, there's actually a 85% of migrant workers that actually uses smartphone.
Mm.
So it's actually a very high amount, especially in Malaysia. You know, you can see migrant workers even using, when we go to the onboarding process, we even see that, you know, some of them are using, you know, the latest iPhones and smartphones and all that. Yeah. So in terms of the tools, it is not so much an issue.
Mm.
Because if you look at it, smartphones is getting cheaper and cheaper as we go. So in terms of the tools, it is no longer an issue. And the app is made in such a way where we emphasize on simplicity and, you know, and user-friendly, right? We spend a lot of time research in terms of the UI, the UX, the user experience, and the interface. And our app is actually translated into 12 different languages.
Right. Very interesting. All right. We're going to take a quick break for some messages right now. But when we come back, we speak to Johnson about e-wallet's competitors in this space, as well as the biggest challenge for the platform moving forward. All that and more coming up on Open for Business. Stay tuned. BFM 89.9.
Best for money. BFM 89.9.
You are listening to Open for Business. This is Audrey Raj. Online with me today is Johnson Yu, CEO of eWallet, a homegrown digital platform that provides secure salary management for employers, as well as financial access and savings for the unbanked. Now, Johnson, I am curious about eWallet's current market share. You've been in the market since March 2020, if I'm not mistaken. So what's your slice of the pie right now?
So we did a pilot run in March, but actually we went live in December 2020.
Right, okay.
And currently we serve about 1,400 migrant workers. Yeah. In terms of by end of the year, we look to serve around 11,000 foreign users. Yeah.
Right. And what is the slice of the pie that you're ultimately aiming for? What's the big number?
Well, for us, because, you know, Malaysia is our pilot, we definitely are looking to expand to other countries as well that employ high numbers of migrant workers. In terms of, we are looking into, you know, looking at around 20% of the market share. But the thing is, now looking at the pandemic, there is no official numbers in terms of how many, you know, migrant workers are left in Malaysia.
Mm.
So in terms of that percentage, might not be relevant anymore. Yeah.
Mm. Okay. I also have to ask about competitors in this space. You know, are there other similar services in the Malaysian market right now?
Oh yes, I'm sure there is, and definitely there, in terms of competitors, if you look at it, a lot of it focuses on remittance. But if you look at eWallet, you know, remittance is a very big part of it, but we focus on the other things that, you know, others has not, you know, looked at or provided for them in terms of international services, product and services, in terms of will writing I'll get back to that later. Also in terms of groceries, in terms of healthcare, insurance. Yeah, so that are actually the part that we are actually focusing on. And in terms of what we want to bring to the table is that a one-stop, right? For us, the end game will probably, if there is one, will probably be having a migrant worker to say that e-wallet is a must-have for anyone that goes to overseas to work, right? So that's basically for me is what we are looking at.
And what's your onboarding strategy? I mean, is it fair to say e-wallet is targeting SMEs to sign up for the platform? The B2B approach to get to the B2C.
Right. So we target everyone and anyone in terms of small, medium enterprise and, of course, large organization as well. In terms of what makes e-wallet unique is that we can serve any company or any small businesses, anything from 3 person to 10,000, 100,000, yeah. So we do not just focus on the big boys. Even like, for example, a mamak shop that employ 3 or 4, workers can actually enjoy and use the services of e-wallet and benefit from it. Even, for example, home employers where they have a maid, right? They can even use e-wallet to actually keep the salary, transfer salary to them electronically. And there is a way for them to actually to monitor how much salary they have. Yeah. So usually if you look at it for foreign workers, like for Filipino maids, sometimes they do not know whether the money is there, right? Until end of their term, when they're about to leave, then, their employer will, transfer all the salary to them or transfer to their bank or give them cash and all that. But with this, they can actually monitor that, the salary goes in every month, things like that. Yeah. So that is basically, it's an app for all type of businesses that employ migrant workers. So that, really, I mean, the whole spectrum is just really wide. Yeah.
And what would you say has been the biggest challenge for e-wallet in these last 18 months or so? What's been the biggest challenge in trying to expand your reach and to get more people to come on board the platform?
I think one of the challenge is also the advantage, which is the pandemic, right? Because in terms of for the onboarding process, everything needs to be done face to face. So in terms of for the pandemic and also sometimes due to the lockdowns and all that, it makes it a bit difficult because in some areas the offices might not be open for us to do the onboarding, things like that. So in terms of the challenge that we face now is predominantly due to the ongoing lockdowns and all that. Yeah, but we are actually looking at improving the onboarding process so that we are able to onboard the user in a more efficient manner.
Right. Yeah. I'm also curious about your partners, the partners that you're working with on the platform. MasterCard is one of them. So yes. How do they fit in the mix and what are you hoping to achieve with this partnership?
Right. So in terms of MasterCard, MasterCard provides the little gap that you have with digital wallet, right? Because in digital wallet, predominantly, you will not be able to withdraw cash, right? It's only inward. There's no outward, right? So when we look at what is needed by the migrant workers, it's basically a place to keep their money safe and for them to be to have access to it as and when they need, right? So when the salary goes in, it goes in directly into the MasterCard itself. And the MasterCard acts as an ATM. So because it's a prepaid MasterCard, it's accepted in all ATMs in Malaysia and worldwide. Yeah, so that's where MasterCard comes into play. They allow the users have access to their funds as and when they need.
Are you looking at working with any other partners to enable different parts of the platform?
Yes, good question. Because now we are actually in the midst of rolling out a couple of new features. We will have remittance by end of the month. Users will be able to do remittance from our wallet by end of the month. We are also looking at rolling out the international services. We have already signed up with two partners at the moment. So we are looking at rolling out international services in Indonesia and also Nepal. So what we want to do is basically move away some of, you know, the remittance amount that they're going to use to product and services back home. Because at the end of the day, why does foreign worker remit money back home? It's because for their families, basic needs, right? To pay their housing loan, for to buy groceries, to pay for their school education and things like that. So what if we are able to provide services where they can actually pay for all that within our e-wallet itself, within our app itself, right? They don't have to remit a bulk of their money, and that will allow them to have a better control of their finances, which until now they are unable to do so, right? Because they have no place to keep their money safe and so on. So what we also want to do is that we want to give a more of a financial control back to the user themselves. Yeah. This is adamant is because from my engagement with, you know, some of the users, and sometimes we find out, you know, really sad stories where, you know, they have been remitting money back home, but unfortunately the money was not used for what it was intended to be. Yeah. So by doing this, they will be able to have better control and even maximize their funds.
Now, Johnson, before I let you go, I have to ask about what's next. You know, what's the next milestone eWallet is gunning for? What's the plan for the future? And how are you strategizing to get there?
Right. So one, of course, we need to hit our numbers, definitely. And we are also looking and, you know, to work with the government itself to also, you know, help in the national direction of going cashless. And I think a lot of this will come down to the product and services that we are going to offer, right? And I believe that we have so much to offer to the Malaysian population and to its migrant workers in order to achieve that goal, right? And I think in terms of to become a must-have app for any migrant worker has always been my dream since I started this company. Yeah.
Right. Well, we wish you all the best with that vision and that goal of yours, Johnson. And for our listeners tuning in right now who may be keen to check out eWallet, is there a website that they can go to?
Sure. They can actually go to www.ewallet.io. Or we have a Facebook page as well, and also an Instagram page as well.
Right.
They can also check out my LinkedIn.
Right, and that's Johnson Yu. I've been speaking with CEO of eWallet, Johnson Yu. Now, if you missed out on any part of this show, you can go look for the podcast on our website. That's bfm.my. You can also find all our podcasts on the BFM app that's available on Apple App Store and on Google Play. More Open for Business, same time tomorrow on Enterprise. But for now, this is Audrey Raj, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.